Talking today with Dr. Bob Hunger here at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's tour of the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team and what they do. Dr. Hunger, you know, so far this has been a pretty wet year as compared to some of the last years that we've had. So what does that mean for us in terms of disease pressure this year?
Well, it's always kind of hard to tell. Of course, this is about the time of year when producers really start wondering about what diseases should they be looking for. And even though we have been real wet and there's a lot of moisture out there, what it's really going to depend more on is the weather from about the middle of February on is most important. The moisture we have, though, with as wet as the ground is, it wouldn't be surprising to not maybe see a little bit more root rots. But again, it's just hard to tell. It depends on when the wheat was planted, what kind of conditions we'll have through the spring, so on and so forth. Yeah. The we have gotten a report of leaf rust down in southern Texas, and that's really what I pay more attention to than the conditions here right now in Oklahoma. Because if that leaf rust down there, if we continue to get those reports, and they have a lot of moisture from now on, because their wheat is probably already just about ready to start tillering way down south in Texas, and that rust inoculum can build up quickly, and then with the winds and the right conditions, it'll spread northward.
So do you foresee a lot of farmers out there applying fungicide this year probably?
Well, they should be watching and listening for how bad the rust is to the south of them. And then, of course, they need to know their variety, if it's resistant or not. But there could be fungicide applied. I think we're supposed to continue to be fairly cool and wet. So it looks like there may be a bit of moisture this year, and that usually leads to more foliar disease. The first one they should be watching for probably is powdery mildew, though. That would be down low on the plant when the canopy is thick, and with all that ground moisture, that would add to it as well.
Do you foresee the possibility that there might need to be multiple applications of fungicide?
Well, typically, it's pretty rare that a grower will apply a fungicide more than once, but if we do get some of that early season powdery mildew or early season stripe rust, then that would need to go on earlier than the application would work to control leaf rust. So it's always a possibility that's out there. Regarding viruses, there weren't a lot of widespread reports of aphids this fall. I think there were some, but it's always hard to say if barley yellow dwarf will show up. And we did have one lab sample come in that was positive for wheat streak and high plains virus. So we need to be watching for that too. But that the symptoms of those won't show up until really things start warming up in later March and April.
Yeah. I know one tool that you guys had a lot of success with this past year is those webinars that you were able to broadcast out to farmers out in the countryside and kind of follow up with the wheat kind of on a weekly basis almost and bring people up to date with what's happening in real time. So do you think you'll have that availability this year as well?
I think so. I think the plan is to have those going again. I'm not exactly sure when they will start. I wouldn't think it would be, though, until later in February as the first one. Things start rolling along in southern Oklahoma late February and into March, so that would probably be the time frame for those to start.
Sure. Give us, just kind of walk us through, I guess, kind of timing I know is always important to a farmer, especially right now as they're planning ahead for the spring. So walk us through kind of a good timing window as to when to apply these fungicides.
Well, again, it would depend on the incidence of disease, but for powdery mildew and stripe rust in southern Oklahoma, I've heard of applications as early as early March, even maybe late February, but typically more often that first week or two in March. But if you don't have much powdery mildew or stripe rust, then that would be for the leaf rust coming on, and that typically wouldn't start in southern Oklahoma until into April. And then, of course, the wheat matures much later as you go further north in Oklahoma, so the timing is different from southern. But for southern Oklahoma, they really need to start watching in late February. And then if they have a lot of stripe rust or powdery mildew, it would probably be the first half of March when it would go on to start.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, the area that you work on, as far as the wheat improvement team goes, you make a very significant contribution to all the work that goes into the final product. So just kind of sum up what you do exactly and how important that is to the overall program.
Well, I've worked with Dr. Carver, the wheat breeder, since he's been the wheat breeder in 1998. And prior to him, I worked with Dr. Ed Smith, who was the wheat breeder here when I came in the early 80s. And my involvement has always been phenotyping, testing the breeding lines for disease reaction, and including leaf rust, soil-borne and spindle streak mosaic, and many, many other diseases now, powdery mildew, tan spot, a little bit of stripe rust, so on and so forth. And so all of that information is used by the breeder to help decide which lines he should advance in his program. And of course, he's got a lot more considerations than just disease resistance. There's agronomic traits, height, straw strength, and then, of course, milling and baking quality. So he takes all of that information that comes from me, but then from other people in the program, and uses that to decide which lines to advance and how they're doing overall. And then that culminates in the development and the release of the new varieties, which he's done quite successfully.